Now, did you cast it? Did you have a role in the casting?
No, no, that was Harper Audio. But they told me they had fun casting it, and apparently there were a lot of discussions. But when I heard we all did a reading in Brooklyn at the
Book Court.
On Court Street in Brooklyn, and a couple of the other actors were there as well, and it was just. I mean, it's at the pinnacle of the, you know, I've been traveling around to 20-something cities, and I'm not done yet, but this was the best reading.
I think you need to take them with you.
I'd love to.
Because it really, it is amazing how it brings it to life. Yeah. You know, yeah, I mean, because it's you know, you hear your own voices when you're reading it, of mm-hmm. course, but when you have professionals who really know how to read, right. it just adds so much to the experience.
It really does. Yeah.
Now, Wally, She's Come Undone has been produced as a play.
Yeah, I went out to Seattle, let's see, I think it was early October, it might have been September, but a wonderful little theater called Book It Theater, and there, it's a repertory company, and their thing is to take novels and translate them as stage productions. Just a terrific cast, very... innovative the way that they did it. That's a tough novel to transform into a stage play. But the young actor who played Dolores, the main character, grew her up over the length of the performance from age 4 to age 40, and she was just terrific.
Have you ever thought about doing a sequel? Where is Dolores today?
Well, you know,
where would she be today?
Somebody on the Oprah show asked me, you know, am I thinking of doing a sequel? And I said, you know, that novel really raised my consciousness about women, but I don't know how much further I can jack it up.
No, it's true. You know, the thing about Wally Lamb's novels is they're all unique. They're original, and that is so hard to do as a writer. How do you continue to, you know, be so inventive and so creative?
I just sit down, you know, park my ass in the chair and say, you can't get up until Days of Our Lives
are out. But you have all those Miss Rheingolds to help you.
I do.
Tell us about your office and the space that you actually do your work in, because people are always interested in
that. God, I made the mistake of bringing Judith to my office. my assistant calls it the scary room.
I loved it.
If you grew up on the East Coast in New England or New York or Pennsylvania, and you're of a certain age, you might remember the Miss Rheingold contest. It was a advertising juggernaut in the 40s, 50s, and 60s. And every year, they elected Miss Rheingold from 6 candidates, and there were ballot boxes and so forth. And then they just barraged with advertisements featuring the new Miss Rheingold. And I remember Miss Rheingold when I was a kid. In fact, I used to take borrow the ballot box from Milady's Package Store and go around McKinley Avenue in Norwich ringing bells. Would you like to vote for Miss Rheingold? Oh, yeah, all right. But then I always had my favorite, so I would pop if things were not going well for my candidate, I would pop open the back of the and, you know, take the pad of ballots and sort of even out the score. But anyway, you can get anything on eBay, and so I rediscovered all this.
And you have every one.
I do.
Every Miss Rheingold, right?
Every once in a while, I'll get a new package from some eBay seller, and my wife, I'll open it up, and my wife will walk by, and she'll go, weird, weird, weird.
She keeps everything in perspective.
Right, she does.
Now, who does Wally Lamb read?
Oh, man, I read a couple of really good first novels lately. One is by Hannah Kent. It's called Burial Rites, and it takes place in Iceland, which is kind of a strange setting. I've never read a book that was set there, but it is based on the last capital punishment performed in Iceland in the 19th century. It was a woman who was accused of killing a couple. So Hannah Kent, Burial Rites. Another writer named Jackie Gorman, she had been a pastor in California at a hospital. And I had never heard, I don't know, do you know that there is something called the viewing room in hospitals? I guess it's sort of little known, but when somebody dies in the hospital, before the body is shipped off to the funeral home or the crematorium or whatever, loved ones can come and view the body in its natural state just after death. Anyway, Jackie Gorman had been a pastor who was assigned the viewing room. And so wow. She's written these interlinking short stories based on her experience. It's a wonderful, wonderful book.
Wow. You know, you're so generous, Wally. And you're generous in your praise of other authors, and you're so inclusive. And your work, your body of work is so much about finding a human connection, mm-hmm. you know, and making those human connections. And you do it in your own life and in a personal way. You do it in all the relationships that you have. You're very good at that.
Well, you know, my goal, you know, as different as the novels are, my goal is pretty much the same, to find not only find and celebrate the ways that we're all different, but also to find the common bond that makes us all the same, and you know, sort of maybe widens understanding. If I am not like you, or you are not like me, what are our similarities?
Yeah.
I get a lot of mileage on, every reading that I go to, people will say, oh, I couldn't believe that a man could write that way as a woman. It's like, you know, why not? Why is that? You know,
it's called the human experience.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, if men are from Mars and women are from Venus, I guess I'm just an intergalactic traveler.
Yes, you are, Wally. And we love you so much. The new novel is called We Are Water. It is brilliant and wonderful and another astonishing accomplishment by Wally Lamb. And I just want to thank you all for being here. Tavia Gilbert, Therese Plummer, Richard Ferrone, Cynthia Darlow, incredible actors. Thank you very much for coming in and doing
it.
It was really beautiful. And Wally Lamb, I love you so much. You are the best.
And
thank you.
You gave me my start. I will never forget that.
Thank you so much. This is Judith Regan. We'll be right back.
I could write a book about the way you walk and whisper and look.
Each week, 18 songs are selected by you to represent the future of alternative. 18 songs that your friends otherwise might not have caught up with for months. Each week, SiriusXM Alt Nation presents the Alt 18 Countdown. It's almost like a time.